This is the Sakar Moli of 3rd of May 2025. Essence, sweet children, make yourselves worthy of claiming a tilak of sovereignty. The more you study and the more you follow Srimat, the more you will be able to claim your tilak of sovereignty. Question: what awareness should you maintain so that you forget the awareness of Ravan? Answer: remain constantly aware that you are neither male nor female, but souls, and that you are claiming your inheritance from the senior father, Shiv Baba, through the junior father, Brahma. This awareness removes your awareness of Ravan's devilish things. When you remain aware that you are all simply children of the one father, your awareness of devilish things will end. This is a very good way to remain pure. However, a lot of effort is required for this. Song: having found you, we have found everything. The earth, the sky, and everything else belongs to us. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Just look how everyone puts a tilak in the center of their forehead. It is because, firstly, a soul resides there, and secondly, the tilak of sovereignty is applied there. It symbolizes a soul anyway. You souls now want to receive your inheritance of heaven from the Father. You want your tilak of the kingdom of the world. You are studying to become emperors and empresses of the sun and moon dynasties. To study means to give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. You have come here in order to study. The souls who live here say, Baba, we will definitely claim our self-sovereignty of the world. Each of you has to make effort for yourself. Children say, Baba, we will show you by becoming worthy. You can continue to observe our behavior as to how we are moving along. You can understand whether we have become worthy of giving ourselves a tilak of sovereignty or not. You children have to show the Father how worthy you are. Baba, we will definitely glorify your name. We will become your helpers, which means our own helpers. Then we will rule our own kingdom in Bharat. People of Bharat say that it is their kingdom. However, the poor things do not know that they are now in that river of poison. It is not the kingdom of us souls at present. Souls at the moment are dangling upside down. There isn't even enough to eat. When children have reached such a state, Baba says, my children do not even have enough to eat. Therefore, I must go and teach them Raja Yoga. So the Father comes to teach you Raja Yoga. You have to remember the unlimited Father. He is the creator of the new world. The Father is the purifier and also the ocean of knowledge. This is not in the intellect of anyone but you. Only you children know that our Baba truly is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. Remember this praise firmly. Do not forget it. It is the praise of the Father. That Father is beyond rebirth. The praise of Krishna is totally unique. The praise of a president is totally separate from that of a prime minister. The Father says, I have received the highest part of all in this drama. the actors of this drama should understand how it is an unlimited drama and for how long it lasts. If they do not know this, they are called senseless. However, no one understands this. The Father comes and explains the contrast between what human beings have now become and what they used to be. You can now understand this. Human beings do not know at all how you take 84 births. There is the picture of how Bharat was so elevated. So much wealth was looted from the Somnath temple. There was so much wealth there. You children have now come to meet the unlimited Father. You children know that you have come to Baba to claim your tilak of sovereignty by following Srimat. The Father says, you definitely do have to become pure. Have you not become tired of choking in the river of poison for birth after birth? They even say, I am a sinner, I am virtueless, I have no virtues. They must definitely have had virtues at some time, but they no longer have them. You now understand that you were the masters of the world, that you were completely full of all virtues. Now no virtues remain in you. The Father also explains all of these things. The Father is the creator of the children. Therefore the Father has mercy for all the children. The Father says, I too have a part to play in the drama. People have become very tamopradan. There is so much lying, sinning and fighting, etc. All the children of Bharat have forgotten that they were once the masters of the world, those who had double crowns. The Father reminds you that you used to be the masters of the world. You took 84 births. You have forgotten your 84 births. It is a wonder. Instead of 84 births, they speak of 8.4 million births, and they also say that the duration of each cycle is many hundreds of thousands of years. They are in total darkness. There is so much falsehood. Bharat was a land of truth. Bharat is a land of falsehood. Who made it into a land of falsehood? Who makes it into a land of truth? No one knows this. No one knows Ravan at all. Devotees burn an effigy of Ravan. Talk to a religious person about all the things that people do. Ask, how can Ravan, the devil, exist in the golden age, which is called heaven, paradise? How can people of hell exist there? He will then understand that that must definitely be a mistake. You can explain using the picture of the kingdom of Rama. Ask him, how can Ravan exist there? Although you explain these things to them, they don't understand anything. Scarcely a few emerge. There are so few of you. As you go further, you will see just how many remain. Therefore, Baba has explained that a small tilak is applied as a symbol of the soul, and that a larger tilak is applied as a symbol of sovereignty. The Father has now come. He asks you, how can you give yourself a large tilak? How do you claim self-sovereignty? He shows you the path for this. He has named this path Raja Yoga. It is the Father who teaches you this. Sri Krishna cannot be the Father. He is a child. Then he marries Radhe, and they have a child. To say that Sri Krishna had so many queens is false. However, that too is fixed in the drama. You will listen to such things once again. It is now in the intellects of you children, how you souls come from up above to play your parts. You then renounce one body and take your next one. This is very easy. When a child is born, you teach him, say this. He learns something by being taught. What does Baba teach you? He says, simply remember the father and your inheritance. You even sing, you are the mother and you are the father. It is souls that sing. You souls definitely receive a lot of happiness. You children know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. You have come here to Shiv Baba. The lucky chariot, Bhagirath, is a human being's chariot. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits in that chariot. What is the name of the chariot? You now know that its name is Brahma, because Brahmins are created through Brahma. First of all, there is the top knot of Brahmins, and then there are deities. First of all, Brahmins are needed. This is shown in the variety form image. Only you Brahmins then become deities. The father explains everything very clearly. In spite of that, you forget. The father says, children, remain constantly aware that you are neither male nor female, but souls, and that you are claiming your inheritance from your senior, Shiv Baba, through the junior, Brahma Baba. You will then forget the awareness of Ravan's devilish things. This is a very good way to remain pure. Many couples come to Baba. They both say, Baba. Since they have become aware of being children of the one father, then the memory of being Ravans should be forgotten. This requires effort. Nothing happens unless you make effort. We belong to Baba, and we must only remember him. Baba also says, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. The story of 84 births is very easy. The effort lies in remembering the father. The father says, make effort to have at least 8 hours of remembrance. At least come to class for half an hour or an hour. You will be reminded of what the father is teaching you. You are now personally sitting in front of the father. The father continues to call you child, child, and explains to you. You children listen to him. The father says, hear no evil. This aspect applies to this time. You children know that you have now personally come to the father, the ocean of knowledge. The father, the ocean of knowledge, is giving you this knowledge of the whole world. Whether you accept this or not is up to you. The Father has now come and is giving us this knowledge. We are now studying Raja Yoga. There is no trace of the scriptures or of devotion there. On the path of devotion, there isn't the slightest trace of this knowledge, and on the path of this knowledge, there isn't the slightest trace of devotion. It is only when the ocean of knowledge comes that he can give us this knowledge. His knowledge is for attaining salvation. The bestower of salvation is only the one, and he is called God. Everyone calls out to the one purifier. Therefore, how can there be anyone else who purifies you? You children are now listening to true things from the Father. The Father has told you, "Children, I went away after making you wealthy." It was a matter of 5,000 years ago. You were double-crowned. Each of you had a crown of purity. Then, when Ravan's kingdom began, you became worshippers. The Father has now come again to teach you. Therefore, follow his Srimat and also explain to others. The Father says, "I have to take this body on loan. All the praise is of that one. I am simply his chariot. I am not a bull. The greatness is of all of you. Baba speaks to you and I listen in between. How would he speak to me alone? When he speaks to all of you, I also hear what he says." This one is an effort-making student. You too are students. This one also studies. He too stays in remembrance of the Father. He stays in so much happiness. There is so much happiness when I see the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, because that is what I am going to become. You have come here to become princes and princesses of heaven. This is Raja Yoga. That is your aim and objective. The one who teaches you is also sitting here. So why isn't there that much happiness? There should be great happiness inside you. We claim our inheritance from Baba every cycle. We come here to the ocean of knowledge. There is no question of water, etc. The Father is personally explaining to you. You are studying to become this, deities. You children should have a lot of happiness because you are now going back home. To whatever extent you study now, you will claim a high status accordingly. Each of you has to make effort for yourself. Do not become disheartened. This lottery is very big. Even after understanding this, there are some who become amazed and they run away and stop studying. Maya is so powerful. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Baptada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to give yourself a tilak of sovereignty, make yourself worthy. Become a worthy child and give the proof of that. Your activity and behavior have to be very royal. Become a full helper of the Father. 2. We are students and God is teaching us. Study in this happiness. Never become disheartened with your efforts. Blessing. May you be a master creator and use the power of your right to make your Trimurti creation cooperative. The Trimurti powers, mind, intellect and sanskars, are the creation of you master creators. Use the power of your right to make them cooperative. Just as a king doesn't do any work himself, but makes others do it, and the workers who carry out that work in the kingdom are separate. Similarly, each soul is also a Karavanha, one who makes the powers act. And the special Trimurti powers are Karanha, those who actually do the work. So keep your blessing of being a master creator in your awareness and make your Trimurti powers and physical organs follow the right path. Slogan. In order to claim a right to the blessing of receiving avyat sustenance, be straightforward. Avyat signal. Adopt the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Purity is not just celibacy. It is the foundation, but it also has the other four vices with it. Renounce anger and its companions, the great evil spirits, and along with those, also renounce their progeny, the little ones. For only then can it be said that you have adopted the spiritual royalty of purity. Om Shanti.